So one of the reasons I wanted to talk with you today is you were at the SLU symposium on the city-county merger, and you sat through a presentation by Jim Buford about municipalities and debt. I actually talked with him and a couple other people yesterday. I saw how you reacted, but just for people who weren't there, how did you react to that study? And, you know, how do you think it was, you know, directed towards small municipalities like Greendale?
Well, first of all, I love Jim Buford. I know him. I know he's a great guy, and I know he is very much concerned about equality, economic justice all over the world, let alone just the Greendale and St. Louis County area. I took issue with the comment that because of the fractionalization of our cities in St. Louis County was the reason why several of the smaller municipalities had not issued debt, had not issued bonds to be able to address their capital improvement needs. And the issue I took with that was the reason is not because of the fractionalization of the cities or the fact that we have so many municipalities. Whether or not you issue debt as a city is a decision that your municipality makes. Your leadership, your mayor, your board of trustees, or your board of alderpersons makes that decision based on their own comfort level. Every city, every municipality has the ability to issue debt. That's just a basic right that we all have. Whether or not you do it is how comfortable are you with going into debt. Some cities have never been in debt before, so they're afraid of it. Depending on where they were raised, how they were raised as children, maybe they're not comfortable with it. That was true in Greendale until I became mayor in 2003, and then we decided we had to fix our streets and sidewalks, and we didn't have enough money to do it any other way. So we had to do a capital improvements tax to pay for the bond issue. But that's not a concept that is comfortable with everyone or well known enough by some of the smaller municipalities. A lot of the municipalities are run by people who are well-meaning but not necessarily knowledgeable about all the financing instruments. Somebody's got to help them with that kind of thing most of the time. So it really has nothing to do with the fact that we have many municipalities. That's the beauty of the St. Louis County area, is to have the individuality of all these municipalities. So that was my issue. The study didn't give him that information. Mm-hmm. He drew that conclusion from the financial data that he saw, which in my view was an erroneous conclusion.
And I don't know if you were there or heard about this study, but I wanted to ask you the same question.
Well, I was not there, so I wasn't I couldn't see the direct effect, okay, that his statement made. But if had I been there, my comments or my feelings, are the same as our mayor, as Mayor Huddleston's.
Okay. So, you know, some people have looked at all these municipalities, not only in North St. Louis County, but elsewhere. There are small municipalities in, you know, Central and South. And they're just say, you know, what's the point of all these small municipalities? I'm sure you've heard that before, but what would be your argument back of why, you know, small communities like Greendale should, you know, exist and thrive in St. Louis County?
Well, that's a great question, and it's a very easy question for me to answer. These municipalities were established for various reasons 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago, some of them 100 years ago. And when you have established a municipality with a governance structure, with a taxing structure, with an expectation of certain services, an expectation of political representation on a much smaller scale, residents who can walk around the corner and talk to their alderperson or to their mayor, as opposed to having to get in the car and go try to stand in line at a bigger place to try to find someone to talk to. Those things were set in motion many years ago. And as long as they work well for the residents who live here, as long as the services are delivered to the residents in the manner that they expect them, with the efficiency that they expect them, and the city or the municipality is able to operate in a balanced budget scenario, which we have for years, we've never been in a problem situation in Greendale, and we've always been able to deliver the services. So why on earth would we want to change that? Why should we change that just because someone outside of here thinks that there's too many municipalities? Mm-hmm. What's the benefit to the residents who live here? What's the benefit to our quality of life to merge with some larger entity. If somebody can show me some benefit to that for the residents who live here, who pay the taxes here, who elect the representation here, then maybe we can talk. But right now, I and my board of alderpersons are accountable to just under 700 residents. That works fine for us on our roughly $400,000 a year budget. We deliver all the services that our residents have become accustomed to for less than $650 per year per person. I'd stack that up against any size municipality. We're very efficient. We're very professional in the way that we handle things. There's really no reason to change anything for our municipality and for so many others that are run quite well. Most municipalities are run very well, very efficiently, and their residents will tell you that.
There are some. Did you have anything to add from that? There are some municipalities in St. Louis County that aren't run particularly well. I mean, Uplands Park came within a few votes of disincorporating. There was a fracas in St. George for a while. There's some instances where municipalities and small municipal government just doesn't work like in your city, and maybe either dissolving or merging in with a bigger city is an option? Or do you think that, you know, bigger isn't always better in some respects?
Well, first of all, bigger isn't always better all the time. It is better in certain aspects. If you talk to St. Louis City and County, who have merged their economic development offices and operations, there are some great benefits for something like that. But for bedroom communities that don't have big developments to deal with anyway, it's kind of a moot point for us. It doesn't really matter. With regard to municipalities that may have some difficulties, there are very few. There are 90 municipalities in St. Louis County, and you can only name maybe less than five that are having any difficulties at all. And those are not difficulties that are insurmountable. It's a matter of the leadership of those municipalities and whether or not that leadership is competent and also willing to serve the residents that they've been elected to serve. And there are help programs everywhere. St. Louis County Municipal League, Missouri Municipal League, the Suburban Mayors Association, which is the mayor's organization of cities with less than 10,000 population, the Metro Mayors for the larger cities over 10,000, of many experienced elected officials who know how to do things and stand willing and ready to help other municipalities. All they have to do is allow us to come in and help them if they want the help. So I'm not going to disparage any of the communities that are having difficulties. And it's not just the ones you named. You know, you had quite a fracas going in Ellisville, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's quite a few municipalities that have troubles from time to time. But in terms of long-standing, disintegrating kinds of troubles, you can't name but a few that have had those issues.
Do you find it interesting, like, I've noticed this too. For example, Brentwood, the city administrator, embezzled a bunch of money. Ellisville had a crazy situation. Nobody called for disincorporating those municipalities. But, you know, as soon as Uplands Park or some other North County municipality has some trouble, disincorporation becomes a drumbeat. Have you noticed that as well, or am I just kind of crazy there?
Not only have I noticed it, but I have written letters to the editor of one certain newspaper about it. There is this perception that everything north and mid-county is bad, or that the problems in mid and north county are magnified 20 times over from anyone else's. It is, unfortunately, in the St. Louis area, with our history here, it is racial to a great extent, and it is class to a certain extent. We have that problem pretty bad in the St. Louis area. Black-white thing, north-south thing. There's always been this battle of perceptions with regard to if it's black and if it's north, it's got to be worse. And it's just not true. You can drive around any of our municipalities. You can hang out in any of our municipalities and see that it's not true. The problems are just not magnified like that. They're magnified in the eyes of those who have preconceived notions with regard to race and with regard to class. Mm-hmm. In a lot of cases, that's what's going on. That's a St. Louis thing, unfortunately, that I'll probably be dead before it ever gets fixed.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking more broadly, because the reason why I guess it was discussed in this Better Together is obviously talking about a city-county merger. Where do you see small municipalities in this debate of whether the city should rejoin? It seems like if the city joins as a municipality, I guess tangentially smaller municipalities might be affected, but, you know, it's not as impactful as to say, you know, a mega St. Louis where St. Louis City and St. Louis County become one city, which has been bandied around by the Post-Dispatch. So generally, with those two options being talked about, where do you think small municipalities like yours fall in this debate? And, you know, do you think that your voice will be heard in the next year or so?
Well, our voices are already being heard. We are insisting that we be heard. We are showing up at all of the sessions that Better Together has. Better Together's leadership will tell you they don't have an agenda, that they are not pushing city-county merger. All they are doing is presenting information so that those who may be considering options like that will be able to be more informed or have evidential data to support their decisions. Many of us feel that no matter what is said about that effort, conclusions will be drawn that support whatever the viewer of the data wants it to support. And where most small municipalities come in, and even the larger municipalities, is we're here to stay. Our residents want us to stay incorporated within our city limits or boundary limits as we are. Our residents want the same quality of life and quality of service delivery that they have today. And if anything threatens that, then we don't want it. It's as simple as that. And with any discussion of a merger of anybody, you can't show me where the service delivery and the quality of life is going to be better for the residents who live here or anywhere else for that matter. We can all work together and do things for the good of the region and still be sovereign or independent as communities. We have a wonderful relationship in the Normandy area with the 24 municipalities that make up the Normandy School District. We have an organization called 24:1, 24 municipalities, one vision for our greater Normandy area. We support each other. We share services. We contract with each other for services. We bid on contracts together so that we can save money for our taxpayers. We're not merging, but we're doing wonderful things together. City and county can do that too. They already have with the economic development. So you don't have to merge to work together for the good of the region. We're all for the good of the region, but we don't have to disintegrate our communities to be for the good of the region or for the region to float up with the rest of us.
Now, I mean, this is going to be a question I ask some of the bigger municipalities, which are passing resolutions against the merger. But if it's just the city reentering the county as a municipality, would that really impact Greendale at all? Like, what would be the impact of that occurring if that was the proposal at hand?
Well, I really don't know, and I think that's part of the issue. When you talk at the 50,000-foot level about any large entity like that entering the county, you've got to talk day-to-day services and personnel and all these other little bitty pieces that directly affect all of us. Before you can say, is it good or is it bad? Is it advantageous to all of us or is it not? What sounds good at the 50,000-foot level might not be implementable at the day-to-day operations level. I want to talk day-to-day operations with anybody who wants to talk about mergers and this one joining that one. Show me how things are going to work. Okay, what are you going to do with the multiple fire districts? What are you going to do with the multiple police services? What are you going to do with the bazillion contracts that all these people have with different entities, even if it's just city county? What are you going to do with all those things, and how are those things going to affect the residents and the employees of all those different entities? Till you've done that kind of detailed analysis, you can't really say what the impact is going to be. Not possible. You got to look at the numbers. You've got to look at for real day-to-day stuff, in my view. If you're not doing that, you're doing the whole discussion a disservice.
My last question that I have for both of you, if you had a message to people who are interested in this issue of the city-county merger or, you know, the city reentering the county, what would it be, and what message do you have kind of to people who may live in bigger municipalities about small ones like yours?
Well, number one, I would say pay attention. read, go on Better Together's website and look at the data, look at the conversations that are being held. When they invite you to discussions, go and make your voice heard. Don't just sit back and watch this exercise. You have to be involved in these things, and you have to educate yourself about what's really going on. Pay attention, be mindful, be watchful is the first message I would have. The second message I would have is to not make assumptions about anything or anybody or any municipality. If you have not brought your tail here and ridden around our municipality or walked our municipality or talked to our leadership or talked to our residents and had conversations with us, then you don't know anything about us. And my warning, I guess, to people is stop making assumptions about what's best for us. If you don't know us, you know nothing about how well we do things here. Unless you've walked in our shoes, don't criticize what we do from the 50,000 foot view. You can't see anything from the airplane. You got to get down here and walk it with us, because we've done that. That's why we do it well, because we know it. Those that don't know it can't really tell us much about what goes on here.